By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Shall we therefore lift up our hands to the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored, worthy to be exalted and glorified. Let's thank Him for yesterday's service. Let's begin with that. As we look on to Him for today's service, let's bless His name, because in all His faithfulness we are standing today. In all His help, in all His mercy, we are who we are today. Father, we thank You for yesterday being the first day of the month of August 2019. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your kindness. We lay to heart to remember all that You taught us yesterday. Your mercies, the loving kindnesses, Your faithfulnesses, Your benefits, Your gifts to us, and all the evils and the plagues and the disasters that we escaped all by Your hand. We lay to heart to just be grateful and be thankful to You. We lay to heart to return the honor and the glory to You. We lay to heart for every knowledge that You have brought us into, and every light You have caused to shine upon our path. We lay to heart to just be grateful for the life You have taught us to live. Indeed, Your word has become so real to us by the reason of the revelation light that we experience continually. We celebrate You most. Thank You for every pregnancy, and every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that You brought into this place. We thank You most. We celebrate You, Father. Thank You. For You are indeed our God of light and glory. Thank You. Continually, You have shown Yourself light on our behalf, line upon line, precept upon precept, day and day leading. You keep building us up in the light of Your word. We are grateful, Lord. We are amazed at the kind of insight You are bringing us into at all times. We are amazed at the dimensions of Your word that You are opening up to us, taking us on a journey we have never embarked before. We are amazed at the kind of blessings and glories that we are experiencing individually and as a people. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Suddenly the devil is not a subject. It's not the reason we do anything. It's not our attention. It has been You and You alone. And on this second day of us unto the Lord, August 2019, we've come just as we are again, because indeed You deserve all the glory and all the honor. You deserve the glory, Lord. Only You deserve the glory. Only You deserve the honor. Only You deserve our praise. Only You deserve our worship. Only You deserve everything. No one else, Jesus. We stand in awe. Somebody stand in awe right now We stand in awe, in reverence, in astonishment, in wonderment of you. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory
and the honor.
And the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship. As we bless your holy name. One more time, you deserve the glory and the honor, everybody.
You deserve the glory
and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh Lord, as we bless your holy name, for you are,
you are great, you do miracles.
Sing, how great!
God. That is who you are. That is who we know you to be, our God. He's our God. Sing with me. You are the name. great. Great, 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 great. You are great, you are great, you are great, you are great, oh God. You are great, you are great, you are great, oh God, yeah, yeah. Great, 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 great. Somebody lift up your voice and speak well of him. How great he is. How great he is. With your shout and your rejoicing and your celebration and your jubilation, speak well of him. He's great. He's great. Greater than the greatest. Mightier than the mightiest. Great is our God. Great is our God. Great is our God. Lord, in this second day of this month, we speak well of you and we talk about your greatness. You are so great, Lord. You are so great, Lord. And because you are great, you reign forever. You reign forever. You reign forever, Jesus. You rule in this place. You are supreme over our lives. Forever, all our days. Hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, our God reigns.
Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns.
Lift up your voice. You are my maker.
You are my maker.
You are my God.
You are my God.
You are the fountain.
You are the fountain.
That flows with life.
That flows with life.
You are my pastor.
You are my pastor.
Hey, my Lord.
Lord and,
well. And I worship you for life. You are my maker.
You are my maker.
You are my God.
You are my God.
You are the fountain.
You are the fountain.
That flows with life.
That flows with life.
You are my pastor. Worship you, my God. I worship you for life. You are my master. You are my king. You are my father. The first and last.
The first and last.
You are my wisdom.
You are my wisdom.
My strength and song.
My strength and song.
This is what I do today. You are my master.
You are my master.
You are my king.
You are my king.
You are my father.
You are my father.
The first and last.
The first and last.
You are my wisdom.
You are my wisdom.
Oh, my strength and song. Lord, I worship you. Oh. I worship you for life. This is my commitment for life. Lord, I worship you. This is my resolve for life. This is what I live for, my God. With those hands to the Lord and bless His holy name one more time. Bless His holy name, somebody. Bless His holy name. 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 We bless the name of the Lord. Ada babadis. Bagi brigada bada bala bala bolo bolo plianda da da dos. Get da 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 bada barre bade kadianda dos. Shigada barre gede barra bade 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 os. Irade be ba 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 ba. Segede brede gada bados. Lord, we honor you. Jesus, we honor you. And we bless your name. Lift up your right hand and say, Father,
Father,
I'm thankful
for all you've done
for me.
I'm grateful.
Nothing is taken for granted.
It had been your faithfulness.
that I'm alive today. And my being alive today is outrightly your privilege, not mine. Therefore, I honor you for this privilege given to me to live not just any kind of life, but the God life. You are my life giver, and I celebrate you for that. Go ahead and celebrate it one more time.
Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We honor him for heaven. He's faithful and he's kind. Just warmly hold the hand of that person next to you and welcome that person in the name of the Lord. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. Tell that neighbor congratulations for this month. It's going to be your best month. I know it. Because God said so. Therefore, watch me celebrate you this month. I will celebrate you. But before I celebrate you, now celebrate me. I'm waiting for you.
Glory to God. I say glory to God.
Is someone still joyful? Hallelujah.
You know, God said it will reveal us this month. It's strong. It's very strong. And he said, all we need to do is to continually remain joyful. That's deep also. You know, scripture said, of his fullness we have received. Grace for grace. That's John chapter 1, number 16. I think it's amplified talking about spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Favor upon favor. Gifts upon gifts. Grace upon grace. So the truth remains that all that you have came from God. So there's nothing that you can actually boast about. Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 7 said, who maketh thee to differ from another? So what do you have that you have not received? Say, why then do you behave as if all that you have you did not receive of the Lord? Tell me of God's mercy, of God's compassion, of God's love, that you and I are alive today. Father, we're grateful again. We will not stop thanking you. Left to the enemy, we won't be here today. Left to the enemy, it will have been messages of woes, cries of pain. That should have been the order of the day. But because of your love towards us, you have been kind to us. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your mercies daily received, watching over me so jealously.
Lord, I thank you for your love for me. And I thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your mercies daily receive, watching over me so jealously. Lord, I thank you for your love for me, and I thank you for your love for me. And daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. If you are with me, let's sing together. We cry. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hey, we cry, Abba Father, hallowed. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Hallowed be your name. Our life giver. Hallowed be your name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Maybe sit at one. I welcome you to his presence. You know, most of the time, as a servant of God, we tend to determine what we do by what people demand or respond over or desire. But the actual truth is that what we are to do is dependent on God and God alone. If it had not been the Lord, who had been on our side? We won't be here today. Probably I will have been the most frequent burial man of God. But it had been God. God being kind and faithful to us. He's a life giver. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, the Passion. But we are a colony of heaven on earth. Someone say amen. Deep. Deep. One of the knowledge of the kingdom that we need to understand as we keep journeying is what is called colonization. And then, see, I will even bother trying to look at it from the scriptures. We'll spend the first series of the teaching taking it from the government stand. We'll literally bring out the government knowledge. Are you with me, somebody? And then it will be like a school, so we can understand. It's unfortunate that the believer does not understand what the kingdom is all about. The kingdom is about colonization. That is, I have somewhere I reign from, but I created another space in another environment, and I bring my people into it to impose my culture on that territory. Therefore, my people, that is the kingdom subjects and regents, are not permitted to do anything that has to do with that culture of the place I told them to colonize. Two, they are not permitted to begin to ask me for anything. That is actually what Christianity is. It's outrightly colonization. And if God cannot colonize our lives individually, then He cannot use us to colonize our territory, our sphere of influence. Look at that scripture. But we are a colony of heaven on earth, and we cling tightly to our life giver. Who is our life giver? The Lord. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, the same passion. He is our life giver. Ooh, Parkasha, blessed assurance. For the sake of this ministry, we toil tirelessly and are criticized continually, simply because of our hope is in the living God. He is the wonderful life giver of all the children of men, and even more so to those who believe. Are you a believer? Then scripture said He is your life giver. Lift up your right hand to your life giver and thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Remember what I said on Sunday? It's not about what God did for you. That I can still see you are alive is enough. Thank Him for life, because only to Him that is joined to the living that there is hope. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for life. Thank you, Jesus, for life. We honor you and we celebrate you in Jesus' name. All right. This day, by the Spirit of Christ, we're going to look at the mystery and dedication, the mystery and wisdom behind dedication. The mystery and wisdom behind dedication. That is, what is dedication all about? What is dedicating things to God? Dedicating the months to God? Dedicating your activities to God? Dedicating your life to God? Dedicating your property to God? What is it all about?
I will do all I can to be on the surface of knowledge. Because there are some things that we cannot know now. There's nothing I can do about it. Because you cannot be so desperate to make your child experience WAEC when that child has not even done junior WAEC. And probably your child started late, maybe at the age of 16, that child is still in JS3. And he said because of age, that child must do senior WAEC. It doesn't make sense. It has got nothing to do with age. It has got everything to do with growth and maturity. When I say what I'm saying, believe me. I'm not trying to make it look as if you don't know. But I will show you some things today. You also will discover that, my God, we don't actually know. That's why I said, don't be in a hurry today. Let's finish this one. Are you with me, somebody? Let's just look at peripheral. As we grow, because he gave me 4-pack series of this. As we grow, then we can now begin to. It can't even be this season again. It can't be next season. Let's see, maybe next year or 2021. So we can be able to be matured, strong meat. When you understand the dimension of God, from milk to meat to strong meat to bone to honey, then wine. There are levels. Are you with me, somebody? You can't say you love your baby boy and then you want to give that child the wine. I don't know. Are you with me, somebody? So we need to get it done. We need to grow. All right, let's be on the surface, but it's going to be deep, but let's be on the surface. What is it? What is dedication all about? Dedicating to the Lord, what's all about? It talks about devoting a thing to the Lord. Devoting a thing to the Lord. Or devoting oneself to the Lord. Number two, it talks about setting apart a thing for sacred use. Now, setting apart yourself for God. Number three, dedication talks about to give totally. Or to be given totally or handed over willfully. Thank you, Lord. To be given totally or handed over willfully. So that is, when you say that you are dedicating a thing to God, you are giving how? How have you given? How have you given? So, it is not about bringing that child to church and then taking the child back. It's beyond it. Giving water totally. So it becomes total. It begins to show in every action that you take. Why didn't you come short? My child is sick. That shows you didn't give that child totally. You just co-opted a religious oblation. A pious activity. To give totally. To hand over willfully. Come, bring her. Look up, everybody. And those online, look up. Now, if I give totally. Who has the mic now? Totally, sir. If I hand over willfully, who has it? Him. You said you dedicated it to God. And when was the last time God used it? I'm dedicating my car. When was the last time God used it? What did you use it for? So you better stop dedicating anything if you don't know what you're doing. I dedicated my child. As God
privileges us, and when he opens the portal again, that we go to the deeper mystery of dedication. When, oh, Kasha, sit down, sir. Lord, I must not deviate because I must stay on track so we can be true with this elementary. When a child in your village is dedicated to that particular God in your village, that child lives his life for that God. In my little experience in the office of deliverance, I remember in Landmark, if Julius, some of the officials were there till 3-4 a.m., a student had died 3-4 hours or something like that, gone. So the call came that the student had died. And then I came in into the room, female hostel, you can imagine at that point. I came into the room, and then, so what was the story? Something. And then she was saying this, she was saying that, that they were calling her, that this one, so. That's the roommate and other people. Okay. That's very clear that this one can actually be resurrected. This one can actually be restored. And you get what I'm trying to. So I said, everybody go out. As I walked into the room, I heard a loud voice. Victor, why? Victor, what? Why? I said, what is why? What are you talking about here? Why? She was dedicated to us. And this spirit began to tell me the history of the birth. They haven't gotten a child for a while. And the deal was that we'll give you the child and you will consciously dedicate the child to us. So this spirit began to talk. What? Why should she be born again? How? How can she serve Christ? It's not possible. You don't understand the power of dedication, boy. And then concocting 2-3 scriptures, I said, no, this one must be rescued. And one particular one I stood on, Jesus said, all the sheep that was given to me is preserved. This one is a sheep for me, must be preserved. Now, she came back, and when she came back to the glory of God, she began to talk about what happened and what she saw. And I said, this one, say it's true. This man said this about you to me. Say it's true. I get what I'm trying to. And then, thank God she was alive. They took her to the hospital. I said, well, that's just formality. It's not about hospital. But this is beyond. She said she slept in that hospital and she had a dream. What was the dream? She said, it's okay. You're alive for now. If you come out of this school, we must take you back. Because you were dedicated to us. So I call for the parents. Tell me the full story of this. Because understand, if it is too truly dedicated, then it belongs to whoever it is dedicated to. Let me leave this statement and what I've explained on the periphery. So you can begin to understand what you said you dedicated that actually is not actually dedicated. You only perform your religious activity. They said we should dedicate. We suggest, sir, if you said you have dedicated your life to God, it means you have no say again. You have no personal decisions. You have no plans of yourself. I'm not saying you should be stupid, but you know what I'm talking about. That's why to be a called out one is actually going to be difficult. That's why it's a remnant. It's actually going to be very difficult. So as it were, in a deep context, we'll look at... So you see, friends, we will be able to understand these seemingly mysteries by applications of what is happening around. So as it were, dedication is, as it were, initiation. So, at the point of dedication, you have been initiated into another thing. And that's why I told you, Jesus said, mystery is the mysterion. Kingdom talks about the equity. And when it's got to do with the mystery of the kingdom, it's like an initiation. Because it is given to you, it's not given to them. Meaning there are some people that can enter into this, you some people can never enter into it. And I told you the word giving, it simply means to put something in the mouth and not allow another person to see it. You know what knowledge does and understanding does is to bring another life entirely. And that's why David said, give me understanding, I shall live. 119:144 of Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Number four, dedication has also come to describe the quality of being loyal or devoted to a cause. Number four, the quality of being loyal or devoted to a cause. Being loyal or devoted to a cause. Sound, thank you. Good sound today. Thank you. Number five. Synonyms here are words like consecration, sanctification, separation, commitment, surrenderedness. Loyalty. So, look up, everybody. So, as it were, when I bring my child, and when you bring your child to God for dedication, you have actually lost every right over that child. Scripture was showing to us, I'm not going to dwell on that today because of time. Scripture was showing to us what the dedication of children entails. And Hannah gave us a very good picture thereof. The Bible said after Samuel had been weaned, she decided to take a lot of sacrifices to the church and bring Samuel to God and dedicate Samuel to God and left Samuel there. And she said, this child shall be the Lord's for life. She dedicated Samuel to God. She didn't dedicate her five other children to God. She had three sons, two girls after that. She never dedicated them to God. Thank you, ICT. Great job. Therefore also, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Make it very something easy for me. Make a message so that God's people can understand. Make a message, sir. Thank you.
And now I have dedicated him to who? He's dedicated to who? For how many? For many? For many? Man, you are an abandoned project over this matter. For life. Samuel, what are you coming to do at home? This is your home. Stay here. For all his life, he is the Lord's. Did you see that? For all his life, thank you. He is the Lord's. We have given this one to God. Now, let me assault some religious mindset. So we see people give birth to a child, and then when they give birth to the child, and the only place they don't bring the child to for a while is church. But they will take the child to every other place apart from church. Follow me, sir. I said something yesterday. You make up your mind, friends. You just make up your mind over this issue. Am I going to continue to live a religious life? I'm just going to come out of it. Because scripture said, if we're going to live by the law, then every one of us will die by the law. Everyone will die by the law. Because the Bible said, actually God gave them the law because he knew they couldn't obey it. So, the Bible said, when a woman gives birth to a son, 7 days she stays and waits for purification. It didn't even really say naming. And then after that, she stays 33 more days away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in her staying away, her husband must not touch her. If her husband touches her, the husband will be defiled for years. If we're not going to follow the law, let's begin to follow law. That's why someone just delivered. 1 month, 2 months, we can't see them. Let's not follow the law. Let's go ahead and follow law fully. The Bible said every male child belongs to God. They must be in the sanctuary. How many of our male child is working for God? The Bible said at the age of 30, everyone born of God that is a male must be given to God. I must be ready for battle to die for God. If I call all the 30 years old above here, all of you are gone. You run away. So let's begin to talk about it. Let's begin to talk about the law. Let's move ahead and talk about menstrual period. If your husband touches you and the blood stains him, and he doesn't know and he's not cleansed, he must die. That's what Leviticus said. He must be killed. So let's go ahead. Now you begin to understand why I don't believe in that trash. Because what Christ did was to abort the law. Scripture said, if it's a female child, the woman is not supposed to stay for 1 week before naming. She must stay for 2 weeks. So, 8 days naming is wrong then, if it's a female child. All the female children, sister, Mrs. Okafor, brother Barrister Dyer. So that naming was wrong. And then the Bible said the female child must do the. You write this down, write the scripture down. Leviticus chapter 12. Read it, go and read it yourself. And then the Bible said the female child must do exactly double of the male child. The Bible said, if the male child was to stay 40 space, the female child must stay 80 space. Megan, the daughter of Barrister Dyer, didn't stay 80 days. So something is wrong. Do you understand? So if we're going to sit down, the Bible said, no one that is of God must eat a fish without scale. Ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, what fish did you eat? Now, do you understand why you cannot, ladies and gentlemen, begin to get your life so silly entangled with religion? Then we can attack who said that a child should be named 7 days after.
When Jesus was born, they lashed him, beggar, Jesus. Then the day of purification came. They brought him for dedication. Galatians chapter 3. Let me show you something. Verse 10. I've shown this scripture before, but maybe today will help us to enjoy some things. Are you gaining anything here? Because you see, friends, if you are really going to live a life in Christ, then we must be ready to confront some norms. And be ready to live it in full. Remember, you are complete in Him. The word is what? Plero. You're plero. Read, everybody. 1, 2, go. Stop. Read again. Go. So, who are those under the curse? Everyone that tries to apply himself or herself to the law. I'm causing trouble. Read. Go. For it is written, curses everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Do you know what that means? Everyone that is not continuing in following the law is cursed. I didn't write it, sir. You know what you can do for me, sir? Blessed. Make it easy. Make it easy. Maybe NLT. Just give us NLT. Something very simple so we can try and come out of this and establish the revelation of God's word. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse. For the scripture says, curse is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. Now go on, sir. Maybe we'll see. Hear this. Go on. Go on, sir. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep what? Wait for 40 days to dedicate. No one can be made right. When you read that book of Leviticus, when you read what Anna brought, when you read what they brought for Jesus, then the question is this: what did you bring for your own dedication? The Bible said Anna brought a bull. And I told you, one of these times we'll begin to analyze what each stands for. He said, if you don't have a turtle dove, you bring a pigeon. You can just imagine. On the dedication day, people are bringing birds up and down like witchcraft. Now think about it, friends. So if we're going to follow the law, let's follow the law full. But we're going to live by faith, let's live by faith full. You know, it's unfortunate. That's why most of the time, ordination is not good for us. It's detention. Because most of the time, you don't actually know some depth of things before you dabble into it. Go on, sir. Have we finished verse 12? Verse 11? Did you finish verse 11? Good. Okay. So, good. He said, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. So I can't have life through the law. I have life through what? Faith. Look at verse 12. Go on, sir. Thank you. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. Go on, please. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is in the scriptures, curses everyone. Go to verse 14, let's see. Through Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Romans chapter 10.
Verse 5. Let me show you something. Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Meaning, if you take one step to begin to apply yourself to the doing of the law, you must without fear live by them in food. You know what we do again? Make it NLT, sir. Make it NLT. Start from verse 3. Follow me closely, friends. This should actually have been brought out of this message completely. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So that we can understand what Christ did for us, and we can consciously come out of religion. If we are to analyze the book of Leviticus, hear me, sir, then we must begin to point out what were the laws that were given. They are unbelievable. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. These were the laws that the children of Israel were to live by. And the Bible said, you know, there was something interesting in the book of Ezekiel that God gave them, and God knew. I've shown you that scripture before, but I'm not ready to trouble my spirit right now. God gave them, and God knew that they could not, and they can never be able to fulfill all. So Christ came and brought an end to the law, and brought a life for us to live, all by faith. That's why scripture said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, an initiation takes place. You don't understand what happened when you say Jesus is Lord. When you make that confession after the man of God, you don't understand what happened. Okay, take it. Thank you. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So maybe we should get there. Okay, take it from verse 3. NLT. Let's do NLT. Let's go fast. Thank you. For they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. For Christ has already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in him are made right with God. Someone said, I'm made right with God. That's why scripture says you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And remember the knowledge we came into during Gilgal. Your life is righteousness. Your state is holiness. For Moses writes that the law's way of making a person right with God requires obedience to how many? How many, sir? All. Then you're in trouble. Then you are in trouble, sir. All. Then if you are going to follow the law, then it's wrong. Why should a woman be sitting in church? She should be at the car park. Yeah. Yeah. Why should a woman be wearing trousers then? So you counseled all. You didn't counsel the education. Did you get the point now? You counseled all. You are having your menstrual flow and you are in church. There's some religious church till now. When someone is... Am I talking to someone? Have you been to that church before? I've been there before. When someone is in a menstrual flow, you are not permitted to be in church for 21 days. So what are you talking about? So you... What's wrong with you? Please check that lady if there's a blood flowing. Because the way you are now giggling. So what are you talking about? So let's take in that. Do you understand, sir? You now understand when I told you. Chad was born. I was set to do dedication before even naming. Who cares? Naming was done on Thursday, Sunday. Dedicate. Come on, God. I dash you. Do you understand? So wait. We must wait. We wait for what? And the mother is going to market. The mother is going to hospital. The mother is attending to people. But come and show the child to the priest. No. We keep the child until later. For who to shine? Do you understand how religion... Sir, do you understand? Sir, believe me, sir. Nobody... I've never heard this message from anyone. Well, just sit down. Because you're in a relationship with God. God, what is your word? How is my life supposed to be? If I'm to live by this scripture, how is my life supposed to be? If Christ is my life giver, what does it entail? But first way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth. Go on. And don't say, who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back to life again. In fact, it says the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If we confess with our mouth, verse 9. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, what will happen to us? Shika. That's the strongest initiation. That's why look at the magic. Someone in occult, initiated, and in full-blown activity there, hears the message of a preacher, and then someone needs to get his life right with Christ. Come, pray this prayer after me. And that person prays that prayer. What happens? The person is saved. Do you know why? Because it was through the same mouth that he was initiated. It is through the same mouth he will be brought out into light. That's where the power of the tongue lies. So anything that you are saying, be careful. This is not the time to talk about the power of speaking. Anything that is, because understand, that is where the journey of your Christian faith begins. And that is where it resides. Because I've told you, sir, the source of the thing determines the sustenance of the thing. It's the law of life. So you will never do well, no matter what I say to you, if you don't say it to yourself. So if we keep speaking contrary about everything, you will see contrary exactly. Therefore, verse 10. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it's by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Paul, did you see that? So, all I need to do is to believe. Sir, understand, ma'am. Meaning, I can create anything out of my life. All I need to do is to believe. Why believe? Then I say. And that is where the application of that scripture comes in. We have the same spirit of faith. We believe and therefore we what? We speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Now, why dedication therefore? Looking at what we have defined dedication to be, why dedication? Let me give you 5 if I can. Number 1, dedication, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. Dedication compels God to be responsible over your affairs. It compels God to be responsible over your affairs. Because the covenant transaction between you and God. Hear me, where there's no dedication, there's nothing to hold God responsible for. Absolutely nothing to hold God responsible for. Because dedication is giving God the right of action over your life, the right of access, the leeway over your life, over your affairs, into your affairs. Lord, I permit you. Lord, I allow you. This is a child. And this is the father. This is the housemaid of the child. Come. and this is the friend of the child. This child has a toy. Can I have something there? Give me that shaker. Thank you. This child has a toy. Who is this? Father. Sorry, sir. Who is this? House help. Yeah, housemaid. Friend. Don't forget one of the definitions of dedication: willfully handing over, totally giving up. This child hands over the toy to the father. Go ahead. And said, "Daddy, keep it for me." What do you think must be in the heart of that child? He knows that it is safe. He's not sure he's safe with the house help. The friend is worse. He knows I'm safe. Guess what, sir? That child is assured that in case it is destroyed or lost, father can sustain again. Who did you dedicate yourself to? That thing you said you have, who have you dedicated it to? What is your dedication about? Sustainers? Scripture said that when you have a house and you have not dedicated it and you go for war, you better go back. If you don't, you're in trouble. That is dangerous. He said, because when you are killed, because it's not dedicated, another person will take it. But if it is dedicated, it's still the Lord's. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 5. Blessed assurance. Thank you, Lord. Sir. Thank you. Thank you. Look up. Look up. Now, hold on, secretaries. Now, listen to this. Permit me to be as gentle as I can, so I can get this. Listen to this. God brought them in Deuteronomy chapter 20 and began to tell them that, you see, you're going to fight wars, and all the wars you're going to fight, I'm going to fight for you. I'll win all the battles for you, but you must fight. You will be assured of victory. I will never leave you. Maybe verse 3 or verse 4, I think something like that. I will never, do you understand? You will win. You will surely win. But hear this. See what God said. And after the officers shall speak unto the people. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that had built a new house and had not dedicated it? Tell him, let him go and return to his house in front of wall. Lest he die in the battle and another dedicate it. You know why? You are not permitted to have anything to do with God if you have not dedicated it to God. Bible commentary said, it is also an assurance that you won't die in the battle. Then the question is this: when last you dedicate your house? Just jump in. So do you understand? So if you want to follow law, I'm ready for you. When last did you dedicate your office? In fact, for dedication, there are things to bring. I will show you enough. 1 Chronicles, 1 Kings. So let's begin to analyze. You will sit on the notice board. Dedication, child dedication. Oh, maso, egerege. You see, you will be ashamed. You will now discover that the money you use for antenatal, natanatal, postnatal cannot be enough for dedication. But it's so shameful that a dedication day, a family will come to God without anything, and then the family will go and cook for other families and well-wishers there. Sir, you didn't dedicate that child. You dedicated that child for a funfair life, for a party, careless, secular life. Because every dedication, oh my God, am I to say this? I should say it and come out. Every dedication must involve killing of something, blood. That's why the Bible. I'm going to leave you a little bit free. That's what the Bible said. Even the new covenant, the old covenant, was not without the dedication of blood. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 18. Yeah? Yeah. And then verse 10, 20 now said, Jesus Christ came and introduced to us the new and living way by his blood. Meaning every covenant, every law, every commandment came through the blood. So if you are going to fulfill dedication, that means you must kill a ram. Think about it. That's why God has rescued you from such. Psalm chapter 37 and verse 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him and will bring it to pass. That's what scripture said. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he will bring it to pass. Because that's what dedication is all about. Lord, I'm handing it over to you. I'm dedicating this thing to you. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord. And thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to verse 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord. And depart from evil. Commit it. Dedicate it to him. And see it work. See it happen. So you are so sure that anything you dedicate truly, you hand over to him with every sense of it, nothing corrupts. Give me that scripture. Thank you. Give me that scripture. TLB, verse 4. Start from verse 4. Let's go. TLB from verse 4. Can you? Do you have it? Do you have it, sir? Okay, thank you. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. Someone say, yeah. Go on, sir. Go on, sir. In everything you do, put God where? That is dedication. So the first 3 days of every month is dedication. And he will direct you and crown your efforts with what? Go on, sir. Don't be conceited. Show of your own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence the Lord. And turn your back on evil. When you do that, then you will be given renewed. Oh my God. Do you understand? So when I come as unto the Lord the first 3 days, I'm actually subscribing for the renewed health for that month. Someone say, yeah. Hush and vitality. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of. Read that one. I think that one, that's the one you won't like. Read one to go. That is dedication of your finance. I've told you before, sir. If you are going to follow the principle of the tithe, which is the first fruit, the first, your tithe is not 7/10, is 1/10. It's not just 10%, it's the first part of it. Suggesting I receive my salary, I'm not settling fuel. I'm paying my tithe before I settle fuel. I receive my salary, I'm not paying school fees, neither am I buying food into the house. I am releasing my tithe first. Sir, I'm not the one that wrote it, sir. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wine. Now understand, that was what was applicable then. Wines and vats and flowers, that was barns, that was what was available then. So honor the Lord with your first of your income, then he will cause you to prosper. He will allow you to enjoy this and that to overflowing. That's what scripture said. It's dedication. Number three. Why dedication? To secure the best of God for the rest of the thing dedicated to be the best. I'm going to repeat again. Listen. Why dedication? To secure the best of God for the rest of the things remaining, remaining that I dedicated to be the best. To secure the best of God for the rest of the thing dedicated to be the best. Did you get that? Did you get that? All right. Read number three. Why dedication? Let me hear you. To secure what? The best of God for the rest of the thing that is dedicated to become the best. So, as unto the Lord, 1, 2, 3, the first 3 days of every month, it doesn't matter where it lands, is dedicated to who? The Lord. Why? So that everything that remains about the month becomes best for me. And that is the principle of God. You begin to understand, God gave you everything, but God will always allow you to, and will always demand that you give him a part to make the rebalance in place. It's a principle of God. There's nothing you can do about it or against it. The Bible said, if the first be holy, then the remaining will be holy. Romans chapter 11 and verse 6. So you normally have 30 days in a month. The first 3 days is the 10th of that month. You give God the first part, and then everything becomes rested with blessedness. Then you can sleep and forget the devil. But if you don't dedicate it to him, then be rest assured to begin to battle with the demons to come out of that month. Make it easy to read if you have. Thank you. Listen. If the first piece of bread is offered to God, then the whole loaf is made what? See application. First piece of what? Bread. Is offered to who? God. The whole is made out. Remember, holy, kadosh. It means integrate. It means character. One. Meaning God stands. Oh my God. What a light. If the roots of a tree are holy, the tree's branches are holy too. Think about it. The Bible said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9. So do you understand? So you begin to appreciate then what God is looking for when he said the first 3 days of the month belongs to him. When God is saying, dedicate that thing to me, he becomes responsible over that thing, no matter the trouble and the turbulence. Did you show the scriptures, sir? Am I right? Galatians 5, verse 9. Thank you. All right. Message it. Message it for us. Thank you. Look up, everybody. And please don't toss this off as insignificant. It only takes a minute amount of yeast, you know it. An entire loaf of what? Bread. A little leaven. Leaven at the whole. If the first be holy, everything becomes holy. Just a little yeast brings the glory of the bread when it is applied. The yeast does not apply alone. The yeast must mingle with the bread. I've just dropped another rhema for you. For it to make sense, it must mingle with the flour for it to become a bread. The flour will never become a bread until the yeast is applied.
let me do something. What am I saying? I'm not going to give you the remaining two because of time. What am I saying, therefore? Or what is God saying about dedication in a nutshell? Number one, write these statements down. God is not absolutely responsible for your existence if you don't ask Him to. God is not absolutely responsible for your existence if you don't ask Him to. God is not absolutely responsible for your existence if you don't ask Him to. Remember, God said, I will not strive with man. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3a. It is His word. God is binding to His word. The word of God, I've told you before, is also the word for God. The word of God is also the word for God. Absolutely no organization has a business to do with any person that has no business in that organization. True or false? True or false, sir? True or false? Did you hear what I said? No organization has a business to do with anybody that has no business in that organization. True or false? Woo! Did you get that? What I just said? Do you understand? No business. Just imagine someone walk into your organization. Okay. Ecclesia has 10 fantastic guys as workforce. Great guys. 10 of them. Awesome guys. Now, at the end of the month, they have to collect their salary. And then one of us, who is a member, just said, "Praise the Lord, sir. My salary." Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? It's not. No organization has a business to do with someone that has no business in that organization. God has no business with you if you don't dedicate that thing to Him. So you leave yourself to handle it yourself. One Yoruba adage that I grew up with, I remember, it became a normal statement. He says, "Igba taba ti gbe olowo kin fo awo taba fi gbe olowo kin fire." Who can explain it for me? Who can? Huh? Who? Sasela, can you try? Who can? Sister Maggie, explain to me. The calabash. To the God will not break. The breakables that is handed over to God will not break. Shege. Did you hear that? I mean, I used to hear it consistently. I remember very well. I used to hear it consistently. Consistently so much that there was so much pride in that statement from the elderly ones. It's not someone like my mom. She was so sure. Igba ta ko le fo. Ko si nkan to ma se e. I dedicated you to God. She was so sure. So much pride in her statement. Look at this. What are you talking about? Say, "I'm too sure." We can't hand it over to God and it breaks. Who can steal it from God's hand? We devil. Let him go and sleep, sir. So when we tell you that God is not a factor in Ecclesia, devil is not a factor in Ecclesia, excuse me. When we say devil is not a factor, be sure that you are doing assault to the Lord. Be sure that you are dedicating the month to God. So that you won't expose yourself to just making a slang that you are not sure of. We know what we're doing here. Are you with me, sir? It becomes very important. So when we say, "Hey, this thing is secured," be sure that you dedicated that thing to God. Did you dedicate your shop to God? Did you dedicate that office, new office you got into, to God? Let's think. So God just becomes responsible. This thing has been given over to me. I can't afford to let it mess up. I mean, just imagine. Number two. Dedication in a nutshell, number two. God never intrude into man's affairs until man invites, permits, and allow him. God never intrudes into man's affairs until man invites, permits, and allow him. Please allow God. Allow God. You can't just have spent the month
and you're on the 17th of the month, and I say, God, where are you? No, sir, no, sir, no, no. God is not your mate like that. God, where are you? What? God, where are you? Where? When he told you, give me the first, so I can bless the rest and make it the best for you. Woo. So for us, as unto the Lord, is not a joke. It's not a religious thing we're doing here. Are you with me, somebody? And that's why if we take note, as unto the Lord, is not about we praying to God to do something. It's we dedicating everything to him and honoring him in our worship. Did you get my point? Number three, therefore. God does not take you serious until you take him serious. Hey! God does not take you serious until you take him serious. First Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. He said to Eli, Eli, yeah, I told you some good things before. But everyone that honors me, I will honor. Everyone that despises me, I will lightly esteem. Because it is one thing for God to dedicate himself to you. It's yet another thing for you to dedicate yourself to God. What is God saying? God is now saying, when you don't dedicate yourself to me, when I've dedicated myself to you, I cancel the dedication. That's why I say one of the definitions is a covenant transaction between you and God. Look at this. Thank you. Easy to read. Read, everybody. Want to go? The Lord, the God of Israel, promised that your father's family will serve him forever. But now the Lord says, that will never be. I will honor people who honor me. But bad things will happen to those who refuse to respect me. Because it was it. No. No. I dedicated myself to you, but you didn't dedicate yourself to me, so I leave you. I cancel the plan. Shake it. Message, sir. Message. Thank you. Therefore, this is God's word. The God of Israel speaking. I once said that you and your ancestral family would be priests indefinitely. And that's what he told Eli. The Bible said he swore by himself that the priesthood would never depart from his lineage. But when he saw that he was not dedicated to him, God said, I cancel the dedication. I cancel my commitment. Ha, sir, God can change his mind by your disobedience. God will not change his mind. Mercy and grace. You are lying. You have lied, sir. Scripture makes it clear. God can change his mind. God can change his mind. He said, but now God's word. Now the night word. He said, remember, there is no way this can continue. I honor those who honor me and those who scorn me, I demean. Friends, I will be so happy with you if you learn, if you make up your mind to always follow God's instruction in this place. My heart will be gladdened with joy if you make up your mind that every instruction you hear from this place, you may not understand, but you apply yourself. Because it shows the respect and the honor you have for God. Number four. Write this. If God is not in my schedule, then I can never be in his schedule. If God is not in my schedule, then I can never be in his schedule. Meaning, if God is not in my plan, I can never be in his plan. What am I saying, family? If God cannot get your attention, then you can never get his attention. I see so many people trying to look for respect, get respect by all means. So people try to claim respect. You know what? You go ahead and respect God in your words, in your deeds, and in your actions.
all men will respect you. That's the miracle that you don't know.
If God is not part of your plan, you can never be part of his plan. So he's not thinking of what to do for someone. He's not thinking of you. It's not true. It cannot be true. It will be that you are in his plan. You started the bone month by putting him first, by giving him every priority. Lord, this is all about you. I didn't own the month. You brought me to the month by your hand. Wisdom demands, Lord, let me dash you back. The first three. Then you know the balance. Sufficient unto the day, remember yesterday? And the evil thereof for each day. You know the evil of each day. So I'm too sure that you avert evil on my behalf. And bring me to the benefits and the gifts of the day. A time. Without a prayer point. That's why this is a message for the called out ones. Without, oh God, do it. Without prayer point. Oh God, do it. Oh God, do it. You must do it. You must change my story. No. Number five. Let me just stop here. Number five. If what bothers God does not bother you, what bothers you will never move him. If what bothers God does not bother you, what bothers you will never bother God. If what touches God does not touch you, what touches you will never touch God, will never move God. What bothers God? That's the question. What bothers God? If what bothers God does not bother me, then what will bother me will never bother God. So when you reverse it, if everything that bothers God bothers me, everything that bothers me bothers God. The Bible said there are people that before they call have answered. While they yet speak have heard. They are the people that made everything that bother God bother them. What bothers God? His house. What bothers God? His project. What bothers God? His royal chair. What bothers God? To make everything work for him. If what bothers God bothers me, then everything that bothers me bothers God. Because I'm the apple of his eye. So we get Omar Kasiko Fita Pika Sapaya. I just said the centurion, and that's true. The centurion, and that's true. The centurion, that's true. That's true. The Bible talked about the centurion. A man under authority having authority. He had a particular servant who was dear to him. Scripture said that he heard that Jesus was around somewhere, and he called for the elders and the chief guys, the big boys, the spiritual ones, around the town, and said, "Hey, I will need you to go and talk to Jesus on my behalf." Blessed assurance. Luke chapter 7, from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 7, from verse 1. Thank you. Is that the centurion servant? Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Verse 3. And when he heard that Jesus had sent, thank you, Jesus, blessed assurance, the elders of the Jews beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. Hey. My servant is sick. I need Jesus' intervention. Because my servant is sick, and I'm a man under authority, I'm busy also. Please go and tell Jesus that I will need him to speak a word over my servant. And the elders that he sent went to Jesus and said, "Sir, this man is worthy of intervention. This man is worthy of your help. This man is worthy of your attention." The Bible said, "Why? Thank you, sir. You've done well. For he loveth our nation, and he has built us a what? One man built a church. One man built a church. So that was the stand for Jesus. If what bothers God does not bother you, what bother you will not bother God. That was the answer. Woman, sir, Jesus, I just got this scripture on the altar right now. So, Jesus, hey, wait, you must heal my servant. You must heal that man's servant, though. That man built church for us. I hear messages. Message, verse 5. Message. Go. Fast. He loves our people. He even built our meeting place. NLT. He loves the Jewish people. He even built a synagogue for us. He built a church for us. Jesus, we don't know your schedule. It doesn't matter. Cancel that schedule. Attend to this matter. This man, what bothered you where there was no church? This man built a church. And at the end of the transaction, the servant was healed. And Jesus said, I've never seen such a man in my life. In the whole of Israel, I've been trekking up and down. Your own is different. Sir, everything you do speaks. You don't need to impress any man of God. You don't need to show any man of God. God has an account. Rise your feet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. What bothers God? It must bother me. What moves God must move me. Why is God not moving on my behalf? Go check. Are you moving on his behalf? Why is God not paying attention to me? Go check. Are you paying attention to him? Why am I struggling? Go check, sir. You're not supposed to struggle. Sir, you're not... Oh, boy. I wish you understand the communication of the Spirit. I can't struggle to do this work. Because I gave my all for another man's assignment. And it was what bothered God. So, I can't. I don't know about other men of God. They are permitted to struggle. I have never struggled once. Fresh revelation every day. Fresh insight. Fresh experience of the supernatural every day. Except I don't want. Even playing watching football, I'm seeing revelation. Think about it, sir. Think about it. If what gives God attention does not give you attention, what gives you attention will not give God attention. God is thinking, how will my church be beautiful? How will this happen? Who will make it happen? And you're not bothered. And then when it's your turn, God said, no, I can't be bothered about, look at this one. Is that how to do it? Do they think it's by... So all your confession will lead to confusion at that point. Do you understand, beloved? So you live your life with a dedication consciousness. Father, my life belongs to you. This belongs to you. That belongs to you. I allow you. Hey, what is happening? Abraham came. Suddenly, the Bible said, God said, hey, get up, my friend. I have a plan for you. I'm going to make you this. I'm going to make you that. The Bible said, and so Abraham departed. The Bible told us that immediately Abraham raised an altar and dedicated to the Lord. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 4, I've just said. Verse 7, verse 8, he raised an altar and dedicated to the Lord. He moved again, raised an altar and dedicated. And that was all that was Abraham's life. He kept dedicating to the Lord. Everything dedicated to the Lord. Suddenly something happened. He was, oh my God, thank you Lord. He was face to face with Abimelech. Abimelech, he got there, and then he lied that Sarah was his sister. Is that true? Is that true? Huh? Huh?
Is it true?
It's double. There was a sister and two, the wife. So it's not complete. It's not complete truth. Half truth, one quarter truth. God's child is God's child. Because actually he married his sister, Sarah. So it was, Sarah was first of all a sister, then a wife. And then the Bible told Abimelech, you don't fear God? You are a dead man. How can you tamper with someone that has been dedicated to me? If you don't want to close your destiny, return back the woman. Sir, did you get that communication? Understand, sir. Understand. There are people who go to God and begin to pray, Lord, rescue my wife, rescue my family. There are people that God will go ahead and say, lie, this one belongs to me, get out now. So what, sir, see, begin to dream, sir. Begin to think about it. I dedicated that thing to God. What happened? They stole it. How? I'm too sure something will arise. What happened over that matter? Can we check the dedication record? Is there any altar of remembrance that was raised? There's an altar, sir. There's an altar. Then, I will arise on behalf of my people. For the time to favor, the set time has come. So you begin, sir, you begin to walk out of the devil aimlessly, seamlessly. I charge you to apply yourself to truth. Don't walk into any month again carelessly. Know what we'll do tomorrow? It's time. We close. Know what we'll do tomorrow? Tomorrow we spend time to pray. Do you understand? I haven't heard what we've heard. I may say one or two things, but we'll pray. We'll pray. It's time to get some things sorted out. He's your life giver. He couldn't have given you the life to come and struggle. He couldn't have given you the life to not make it anyhow. Who told you? Who do you think a believer is? A believer is trying to live a life. No. The life has been lived. He said, walk in it. Understand the principle. Stop struggling for nothing. Dude, you can't be smarter than God, sir. That is the way he works. I made man whole. I wanted to make him the best of him. What did I do? Give me one part of you. I gave you that money. I want to make everything prosperous. Give me a part of your money. Lord, I can't give you now. You know, it's not easy. I said, okay, it's not easy. Then I'll make it hard for you. You saw that scripture. Easy English said, easy to read. He said, bad things will happen to them because they disrespect me. Lift up your two hands to him. First of all, thank you for his word. Because the atmosphere of his word is the atmosphere of a new beginning. It's an atmosphere of creation. It's an atmosphere of life. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his word. Jesus, I thank you for your word. For sending me your word. For instructing my life. For teaching me your will. For opening me up to your counsel. In this second day, tell him I give it all to you. August 2019, you know better. Remember, sir, he is the Alpha and Omega. He knows the end from the beginning. You only know 2nd of August. You don't know 3rd. You don't know 19th. You don't know 28th. You don't know 31st of August. He knows 31st already. Smart people dedicate things to him. Lift up your voice and hand it over to him. He knows when you are to travel this month. He knows when you are not supposed to come out this month. He knows the plan of the devil ahead of this month. He knows the beauty and the favor of this month available for you. Lift up your voice to him and dedicate all to him. I'm not playing smart here, Lord. I give it all to you. My way maker. I give it all to you. My Lord and my King. I surrender it all to you.
Take over, take over. Take over, take over. I cannot do it by myself. Unless you help me, Lord, I cannot make it by myself. Unless you help me, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. For you will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. Let's sing that song together. And you will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh. You will run. You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life. Come and run my life. Come and run my life. Come and run. Spirit of the living God. Come and run. Yahweh. Come and run my life. Come and run. Spirit of the living God. Come and run. Yahweh. Yahweh. Take over. Take over my life. Take over my life. Spirit of the living God. Of your two hands, standing home, you will build my life. You will build my life, Spirit of the living God. Standing all of him, you will build my life. Yahweh, 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 you will build my life. Oh, Spirit of the living God. You will be my Yahweh. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. Spirit of the living God. I surrender. I surrender all. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I surrender all. Of the living God. Oh, Yahweh. Spirit of Christ, we surrender all to you. Everything about our life, we give it all to you. Every aspect and every affairs of our life, we give it all to you. Take over yourself. And have your way. We love you. This is as unto you, Master and King, in Jesus' name. You may be seated, everyone. So tomorrow, I'm going to drive something strong by the Spirit of Christ. Trust me, nothing you dedicate to God will be lost. Nothing we dedicate to God will be missing. Nothing we dedicate to God will not but fulfill its cause.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.